in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Samuel chapter 10 verse 5. You need to understand that atmospheres have prophetic significance. Atmospheres have prophetic implications. The fact that you came here, the fact that you found yourself in this atmosphere, has already implicated you for a touch from Jesus. It has implicated you to receive from God. It has implicated you for a prophetic impartation. Atmospheres have prophetic implication. Kilobakasaya. 1 Samuel 10 verse 5. After that thou shalt come to the hill of God. This is the narrative of prophet Samuel to King Saul, when he had after he anointed him to be king, captain over God's inheritance. He said, after that thou shalt come to the hill of God. He says, this particular place, the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistine? He says, it shall come to pass when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery, a tabret, a pipe, a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. Now, this is a prophetic gathering. Am I communicating? This is a very prophetic atmosphere. Next verse, verse 6. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be turned into another man. Just because Saul found himself in a strange atmosphere in which there was a company of prophets, and then they were having playing music, worshiping God and prophesying, just by locating himself in that right atmosphere, the Bible says, give me where this happened, go down, give me the verse where this came to pass, this particular verse. That same thing came upon him. The Bible says he began to prophesy. It says, and it was so, when he had turned his back to go from somewhere, God gave him another heart, and all these signs came to pass. Okay, verse 10. This was when that prophetic word came to pass. When they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God, somebody say the Spirit of God, he located himself in a company of prophets, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And then next verse, verse 11. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before saw that, behold, that he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, what is this that is come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? Is Saul also among the prophets? Now listen, by prophetic implication, you have implicated yourself for a miracle. Because you found yourself in this atmosphere, you have implicated yourself for a miracle, for a breakthrough. You have implicated yourself to receive mighty impartation, mighty visitation. attention of the Lord. The Bible says Saul located himself in the company of prophets, and the same thing on them came upon him. He began to prophesy. Somebody is living here with a grace you did not come here with. Something is coming upon you. The Holy Ghost, he says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee, and the impossible shall be made possible. Can you shout amen? I want you to lift up your voice. Say, Father, visit me today with your glory. Visit me with your power. Visit me with your fire. Turn around my captivity. Change my story. Lagibaragataya. Heal my body. Give me my miracles. Turn around my situation. Transform my life. Transform my destiny. I want you to lift up your voice with strength and begin to vocalize your expectations. Liko bakasidi kila prandekepa. Maleko baraka pataka tiki prekete. Shala bakataka brakata. Yes. Without the drums. Just without drums. Give me sita. Yeah. La pate leko braketi. Go ahead. Mashila kapatai. Vocalize your desire. What do you want the Lord to do for you tonight? Kepetolia is a miracle service. Leketeke brakatai. Liko bakasidi. Present your definite expectations before the Lord. Before the Lord of the Lord God of all the earth. Shapare sopaligada. Turn me into another man, Lord. Sheleke brekete. Let your power, let it touch me tonight. Visit me with your power. Change my story. Turn around my captivity. Let there be healing. Let there be miracles, deliverance, signs, wonders, mighty manifestations. Turn around my captivity. Change my story tonight. Deliver me from every oppression. Let the yoke be broken. Let burdens be lifted. Ulabaka selo bolo koseti. Imbraka koseti lakapa. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Do what only you can do in our midst. Visit us with the full weight, the fullness of your glory, the fullness of your power, the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Let no life remain the same. Let burdens be lifted. Let yokes be destroyed. Let chains be broken. Let mountains be leveled. Let barriers be broken. Let limitations be lifted. Let every form of resistance and restriction, let it be removed and taken out of the way. Open the eyes of our understanding. Empower us tonight. Release upon us a fresh impartation of your spirit. Let there be a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Outpouring of the blessing. Release upon us a fresh oil. Exalt our horn like the horn of the unicorn. Anoint us with fresh oil tonight. At the end of the day, let your name be glorified. Let your power heal. Let it deliver. Let it save. Let it transform. Let it prosper. Let it uplift. Let it upgrade our lives and destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Can you shout? Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. You might be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I sing praises to your name. 1 verse 19. Philippians 1 verse 19. I want you to pay premium attention to God's word. Those of you behind, can you just move forward, just join. Nothing official here. Just move forward. Occupy those seats. Hallelujah. I can see some people there. Just ushers, occupy those other seats. Now, a word of advice for workers, leaders. Don't be too busy serving that you forget to receive your own portion. Am I communicating? Don't become like matter. Don't get too occupied that you forget to receive. Praise God. You know, sometimes it's possible to be serving and then like a caterer, you serve other people and then you forgot to eat. You forgot to eat your own portion. I want you to know, in meetings like this, God has prepared and packaged prophetic portions for everybody, for everyone. Am I communicating? You know, so workers, make sure you are sensitive. Make sure you open your heart to receive your own while serving. Am I communicating? Don't be like matter. Okay? Now, Philippians 1 verse 19. Paul said, I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Give me this in amplified. He said, I know, I am aware. The Greek word there is eido. I'm aware. I know. I understand. I perceive. Look at how the amplified put it. He says, for I am well assured and indeed know that through your prayers and a bountiful supply. Somebody say a bountiful supply. A bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. This will turn out for my preservation. You see, when he said this will turn out, he's talking of the outcome, the final outcome, the eventual outcome, the eventual result. Am I communicating? The resultant outcome. It says, it shall turn out for my preservation, for the spiritual health and welfare of my soul, and avail toward the saving work of the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. I'll be speaking on there is a mighty supply. I'm so excited about this. There is a mighty supply. Let me tell your neighbor, there is a mighty supply for you. You see, there is a mighty supply. He said, for I know this shall what? Turn out for my preservation. He said, I'm well assured indeed I know through your prayers and a bountiful supply of the Spirit. There is a bountiful supply. Can you shout amen? There is a mighty supply for you tonight. To receive from God, you must pay attention. You must pay premium attention. You must give God and His word your undivided attention. He said, my son, Proverbs 4:20, my son, do what? Attend to my words. Incline, my son, attend to my words. In other words, give God's word your undivided attention. Give the Holy Spirit, because He's here, okay? Give Him your undivided attention. Am I communicating? Okay? Incline your ears to my sayings. Incline your ears to my sayings, okay? Next verse. It says, let them not depart from thy eyes. That's the word of God. Put it before your eyes. Put it in your ears. Put it before your eyes. Am I communicating? It says, keep them in the midst of thy heart. And these are the gateways through which the word gets to your heart. Through the ear gate, what you hear, the hearing of faith, and through what you see. Am I communicating? The eye gate. And then it gets to your heart. Because the word of God cannot change your life until it gets to your heart. And the number one place it starts transforming is your heart. Am I communicating? And the whole thing is from inside out. Whatever change has happened inside will later materialize outside. Hallelujah. So pay attention. You know, in Acts chapter 3, the healing of the lame man at the gate called Beautiful, Peter said, look on us. And the Bible said the lame man gave them his attention, expecting to receive. Am I communicating? Even faith requires what? Focus for it to work. It takes a focused, concentrated approach to receive. If there is any enemy you must deal ruthlessly with in this service, is the enemy called distractions. Somebody say distractions. This is what robs people from receiving from God. Distraction. And Satan is an expert in distracting people and creating what will get people distracted. Am I communicating? So, I will advise you can put your phone on silence or put it off, because that is one of the number one chief distractor in our generation. Am I communicating? Yes. You can either put it on silent and put it in your pocket or your bag or somewhere and forget about it until the end of the service. Or you put it off. You see, I have to teach you so that you will learn how to receive. Is it because most times, the issue is not really how much can God give. The issue is how much can you receive. Or do you even know how to receive at all? Do you know how to position yourself? Many of God's children have not been taught how to receive and maximize the provisions that the presence and the power of God has made available. And that's what I'm trying to do. Deal ruthlessly with what? Distractions. Let me say it again. Deal what? Ruthlessly with distractions. Focus your mind, your heart, everything on the Lord, on His word. Am I communicating? Peter said, look on us. And the man looked at them expecting to receive. And at the end of the day, he received his miracle. If he had not given them his attention, he wouldn't have received anything. You must give God your attention if you want to receive anything from God. Am I communicating? So pay premium attention. The Bible says if your eyes be single, your whole body will be what? Full of light. Full of light. Glory to God. Then the second thing, I said the first thing is what? Focus and pay attention, right? The second thing is learn to respond positively to God's word coming to you. Very important. The word of God coming to you demands a response from you. Many people don't know that. The word of God will not produce result of what it talks about if you don't learn how to actively respond to the word positively. You must respond rightly. There is a right response, there is the wrong response. There is a positive response, there is a negative response. If you want the word to produce result, if you want the Spirit of God to work in your life and change your story and transform your life, if you must receive from God, you must learn to actively respond to Him. Respond to the Holy Spirit. Respond to His instructions. Respond to the voice and the leadings of the Spirit Because there is a voice behind the voice of the preacher. You are seeing me alone on this platform, but if God will open your eye, you will realize I'm not alone. The Holy Spirit is with me here. The angel of the Lord is with me. So, as I'm talking, you will be hearing God's voice through my voice. Am I communicating? As the Spirit of God talks to you, respond. He said, you shall, as you listen to your teachers, you shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Respond to the word. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, he said, unto us was the word preached as well as unto them, but the word preached to them did not profit them. Why? They did not respond rightly. They didn't respond the right way. They didn't respond positively to the word. There was no active response on their part. So the word did not produce profit. Even though the word contains profit and it is ordained to profit you, to make your life profitable. But here is how to extract the profit from the word preached to you. You must mix it with faith. The faith response is very important. Respond positively to the word. Respond in faith. Am I communicating? Open your heart and believe the word. Mix it with faith. Respond positively. Dive and jump into the river of God's power. Am I communicating? See, when the word comes to you, when prophetic words are declared, respond. Am I communicating? Dive into the pool of God's power with your faith. Thank God we just finished a series on faith. I taught you that the action of faith is what switches the power of God into manifestation. I taught you that it is with your faith that you plunge into the pool of God's power and appropriate it for your use. Am I communicating? You dive into that pool of God's miraculous power with your first man. And which one is your first man? Your spirit man. So dive in with your spirit. Let your spirit respond. You don't dive with your second man. Your second man is your mind, your soul that has your mind, logic. You know, there are people that rationalize the things of God. They can come for meetings, programs in AGMI like this, and they see the move of God's spirit. They see the demonstration of God's spirit and power, but in their mind they are trying to logically analyze and rationalize it. You know what they are trying to do? They are trying to enter with their second man. It doesn't work like that. You remember the layman at the the man at the pool of Bethesda that has been there paralyzed for 38 long years. You remember that man? He said, at a certain season, the angel of the Lord comes and stirs the water. And he comes to pass. That is an healing angel. A healing angel. Whosoever dives in first. Whosoever steps in first. So it's usually the first man that gets healed. The first man that enters the pool. Not second man. All the others will have to wait till the next season. So he says, the angel of the Lord troubles the water, stirs the pool. Now, this represents the anointing of God's Spirit coming upon you. The anointing of God's Spirit being stirred as the word of God is being preached. Am I communicating? The power of God. He said, the first man that enters is the one that receives his miracle. So you dive in with your spirit. Let your mind, your logical mind, and your body, let them follow as passengers. Am I communicating? Let them not be the driver. Let your spirit man be the driver. Jump in with your spirit. Yes. Your mind may not understand everything now. It doesn't need to understand. Prophetic words and the word of God is not first designed for your mind to analyze before believing. Is meant for your spirit first. Am I communicating? And your spirit has the capacity to believe God's word. There was a time, there was a biting famine in Samaria, and Prophet Elisha finally spoke. He says, by this time tomorrow, he gave a prophetic word. A measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel. This is a very terrible, horrible famine that people were eating each other's children. It was that bad. They were selling the fourth part of the calf of a dove, a donkey's dung. You know, donkey has the dung of a donkey. They were selling it very expensive. And then the prophet said, by this time tomorrow, not even next week, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel. 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. And then the man upon whose hand the kings lean, like his advisor, economic advisor, he was trying to dive into that prophetic word with his logical mind. He wanted to dive in with his second man. He said, even if God will open the windows of heaven, shall these things be? The prophet said, you will see it, but you will not partake. And that was exactly what happened. He was trampled to death. The prophecy came to pass. There was abundance, but the man did not partake. Why? He doubted. Why did he doubt? He tried to what? Jump into the pool of that prophetic word with his what? Second man. Dive in with your first man. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth. Your heart is talking about your spirit. Your spirit is capable of believing things that your eyes have not seen. Am I communicating? So the first thing I said is, you focus and what? Pay premium attention to the word and spirit of God. The second thing is, actively respond positively to the word and spirit of God coming your way. Praise God. Now, there is a mighty supply. Now give me Isaiah 32 verse 15. Isaiah 32 verse 15. Isaiah 32 verse 15. It says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from what? From on high, and the wilderness shall what? The wilderness shall be a fruitful field as a result of this mighty supply. And the fruitful field shall be counted for a what? For a forest. Praise God. Now let's look at the dimensions of this mighty supply. The first dimension of the mighty supply is a mighty supply of the Spirit of God. A mighty supply of the Spirit, in bracket, the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Give me that same Philippians 1:19 we started with. There is a mighty supply of the Spirit, the presence and power of the Spirit. Give me King James, just King James. It says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and what? The supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, this is the first dimension of this mighty supply we are looking at. A mighty supply of the Spirit of Christ. Listen, this is how God solves all your problem, oh. Is through the supply of the Spirit, the presence and power of the Spirit. Listen, the supply of the Spirit is the answer to all your problems, is the meter of all your needs. In Philippians 4:19, Apostle Paul wrote, he said, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. The glory of God has riches. There is a department of God's glory. And when we talk about the glory of God, we are talking about the manifest presence of God. Am I communicating? The glory of God talks about the presence of God, his person and his attribute. All that God has all that God is and all that God has. Am I communicating? He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. So your needs are met according to his riches in glory. And his glory talks about his person, his presence, his essence, his nature, his attribute. Am I communicating? All that he is and all that he has. Kabura bagasa kapakata kaprakataya. Am I communicating? Liboroboko sakataya. My God shall supply. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply. The Greek word is plero. It means to fill to the full. The same way you cram a net. Imagine a fisherman that whose net, he has a mighty catch of fish so that the net is filled to the brim, that the net cannot contain any other fish. That means to fill the net so that you cram it to the full. Am I communicating? My God shall supply, shall fill to the full every need. Tell your neighbor, every need. Health need, maybe you need healing in your body. Financial need, marital need, relationship need, career need, business need, academic need. He said, my God shall supply. Need in your job, my God shall supply. Not according to your monthly salary. You see, this is where people miss it. He didn't say, my God shall supply your need according to how much salary you collect. He didn't say, my God shall supply your need according to the economy of Nigeria, Nigeria economy. No. He didn't say, my God shall supply your need according to customer patronage in your business. He didn't say, my God shall supply your need according to your allowance that your parents sent you. Are you listening? He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Can you shout amen? Amen. And there is no scarcity there. In that realm, there is no scarcity. It's a realm of superabundance. As long as your faith is in your salary, not in God, I'm telling you, you will always suffer lack. Your faith ought to be in God, who is your ever increasing money supply. Am I communicating? God is your failure proof source. God is your source. Salary is channel, is a channel. Your job is a channel. Business is channel. They are not your source. Stop confusing your channel with your source. Channel can change. Channels can dry. Channels can fail. But your source, God, can never fail. Your source, God, can never run dry. Am I communicating? That's why Apostle Paul said, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. Am I communicating? There is a mighty supply of the Spirit. Manda bakataya. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You can see a mighty supply of the presence and power of God here, bringing about good deeds, right? Doing good. And what is the good in this context? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Can you shout amen? If you came here sick, I'm happy to announce to you that sickness, that pain is leaving your body. You are going to receive your healing because there is a mighty supply of the presence of Jesus and the mighty miracle healing working power of God. Can you shout amen? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Listen, the supply of the presence and power of the Spirit is a cure for every sickness, is a cure for every form of oppression. Am I communicating? There is a release of the healing power of God. There is a release of the miracle working power of God. There is a release of the power of God to crumble, break yokes, lift burden, bring about deliverance. Am I communicating? A mighty supply of the Spirit. Keto balakataya. That mighty supply of the Spirit brings about supernatural signs and wonders, brings about the manifestation of the Spirit, brings about the release of fresh fire, brings about the release of great grace. Give me Acts chapter 10 verse 33. Acts 10:33. Mandabakasaya. It says immediately. Okay, 4:33. Sorry. Acts 4 verse 33. It says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what? Great grace. Somebody say great grace. The supply of the Spirit brings about the release of great grace. He said great grace was upon them all. And with that great grace is what? Great power. Manda baroso frakataya. 2 Corinthians 13:14. He says the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship, the communion, the koinonia of the Holy Ghost be with you all. So the supply of the Spirit releases great grace. Great grace for greatness in life. Grace for wisdom. Grace for revelation. Grace for understanding. Grace for supernatural speed and acceleration. Grace for restoration. Grace for supernatural growth and increase, enlargement. Grace for the miraculous. Grace for promotion, for honor. Grace for favor. Grace for lifting and supernatural lifting and elevation. Grace for visibility and influence. Grace for giving. That's a giving grace. Grace for prosperity. Grace for wealth and abundance. Grace for performance and fulfillment. I say grace for performance and fulfillment. Grace, prophetic grace, pastoral grace, evangelistic grace, apostolic grace. Grace for prayer and intercession. The supply of the Spirit brings about a mighty release of great grace. And then, of course, miracle working power. It talks about the anointing. Am I communicating? The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now give me Luke 4:18. Look at what Jesus said. He says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That's the supply of the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He's talking about the supply of the Spirit because he has anointed me. So the supply of the Spirit brings about the anointing. It releases the anointing. Am I communicating? He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance. Can you see what this anointing will do? It will empower you to preach to the poor, to bring them out of poverty into prosperity. It will bring about divine healing of the brokenhearted, both healing of your body, healing of your mind, healing of your emotion. Am I communicating? It will bring about deliverance from every form of bondage, captivity, oppression. It will break yokes and dissolve burden. Am I communicating? The supply of the Spirit brings about the anointing that brings about recovering of sight to the blind. It will open blind eyes, unstop deaf ears. It will cause the lame to walk. It will bring about healing. Am I communicating? It will set at liberty them that are bruised. And it will give you favor. Can you shout amen? In Isaiah 10, verse 27, the Bible says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden, whose burden? Satan's burden, shall be lifted off from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The supply of the Spirit brings about the release of the anointing, and the anointing will what? Destroy yokes, and it will what? Lift every burden. I prophesy every form of yoke, every form of burden you came here with, the burden of depression, discouragement, every yoke of debt, every yoke of bondage and to any form of sinful addiction, every form of yoke to lack, to poverty, to sickness, to disease, every oppressive force that have held you bound by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I decree and declare, every yoke is broken. Let every burden be lifted in the name of Jesus. By this supply of the Spirit, burdens are lifted, yokes are destroyed. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Malabakasaya isoloboko sofrakataya leketoze breketia. The supply of the Spirit releases power to turn around every captivity. Give me Psalm 126 verse 1. He said, when the Lord again turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. I prophesy, God is turning around every captivity you came here with. It will do you like a dream. It will do you like a dream. Suddenly, you will not find that captivity anymore. It releases the turnaround power of God. The turnaround power of God. Katiko bakataya. Captivity turning power. Paul said in Philippians 1:19, for I know that this shall turn. Somebody say turn. Listen, every negative situation is turnable by power. It is turnable. Every unfavorable circumstance, every contrary situation, every ugly story is turnable by the power of God. There are no hopeless cases with God. Listen, Lazarus had died and he has decayed. Maggot and worms were coming out of his body. But at the power of the Holy Ghost, when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Kaligo barakataya. The Bible says, he that was dead, he came out leaping, bound hands and foot. Listen, no situation is too late for God. It is never too late for God. It is never too late for God. That situation is not too late. It's never too late for God to turn it around. There are no deadlines with God. The Bible says women receive their dead children raised back to life. The power of God can reverse even the irreversible. It can do the impossible. Am I communicating? Katabala kataya. Embreketeya. I know it shall turn for my good through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of God. Power for signs, wonders, miracles. Acts 1:8, he said, ye shall receive power, dunamis, miracle working power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So when you receive the supply of the Spirit, power will follow. Am I communicating? Mandabaya, power to break delay, the yoke of delay, power to break the yoke of stagnation, power to compel speedy supernatural progress, speedy supernatural results, speedy divine acceleration, power to crush opposition, power to break barriers, surmount obstacles, remove every restriction and resistance on your path, power to lift limitation, power to crush opposition. Am I communicating? Power to level every mountain. We are talking about the supply of the Spirit that releases fire power to destroy every evil garment of disfavor, every evil garment of disgrace, shame and reproach. Power to break the yoke of lack, the yoke of scarcity, chronic lack, chronic indebtedness. Power to break that yoke of borrowing and begging that has become a lifestyle. In the name of Jesus. Micah 3 verse 8. He said, for surely I am full of what? Power. By the Spirit of God. Kaligo Bagadaya. To declare. I am full of power by the Spirit of God. In other words, the power came from which source? The Spirit. The supply of the Spirit is the bringer of the power. Am I communicating? Thank you, Father. There is release of great grace. There is release of great power. There is release of great grace. There is release of great power. The second dimension of this mighty supply. We say the first dimension is a mighty supply of the Spirit, the presence and power of the Spirit. The second one is a mighty supply of surplus supernatural supplies. Surplus abundance. You can say a flood of superabundance. A mighty supply of a flood of superabundance. I say there is a mighty supply of a flood of superabundance. A mighty supply of the outpouring of the blessing of the Lord upon us. A mighty supply. You see, I was in my office before I came out, and while I was with the Lord, suddenly in the spirit, the thing was so real. I even thought that it was in the physical. In the spirit, I saw a dark cloud. You know the way it is when rain is about to fall. How many of you know that kind of weather? That was what I saw. The cloud was just dark like that, black like that, and it's as if there's about to be a heavy downpour of rain. The thing was so real that I even thought that rain was about to fall. I have to even check window. And then I that was when I realized it was not in this physical realm. It was in the spirit. Now listen, there is a heavy downpour that God is releasing upon us tonight. I say a heavy, Frank Edwards sang a song released recently. He said there is a heavy downpour. That song is very prophetic. There is a heavy rain. A heavy rain of blessings, a heavy downpour of the Spirit, a heavy downpour of abundance, the rain of abundance, ayagabalakataya, the rain of abundance, the rain of abundance, a flood of superabundance, a flood. It will terminate your scarcity, your lack. It will terminate every financial famine. There is a mighty supernatural supply by the Spirit of God. Can you shout amen? There is a rain of the commanded blessings. The commanded blessing. Give me Psalm 133 from verse 1. Covenant blessing. God is raining heavily upon us. The commanded blessing. He is raining heavily upon us. Covenant blessings. Katiko Bakadia. I decree and declare no more empty hands. No more empty hands. No more empty hands. I prophesy to your hands, to your storehouses, to your bank account, to your pocket. Ashikala bakasataya. Be filled to overflow. In the name of Jesus. He said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Next verse. He says, it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran upon the the bird, even Aaron's bird, that went down to the skirt of his garment. It says, as a dew of Hermon, and as a dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing. So, can you see that the Lord likened the precious ointment to the anointing, to the commanded blessing? All of them, they are talking about the same thing. The precious ointment there upon Aaron's head, coursing down through his beard to his garment, that's talking of the dew of Hermon, the dew upon Mount Zion. He likens it to the commanded blessing. Am I communicating? The supply of the Spirit brings the outpouring of the blessing. Am I communicating? It releases the outpouring of the blessing. In Isaiah, don't go there, 32 verse 15 that we saw, he said, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. And what will be the result? The wilderness shall become a fruitful field. Why? Because there will be the outpouring of the blessing. And the blessing brings about supernatural fruitfulness. The blessing brings about supernatural productivity. The blessing brings about supernatural multiplication and increase. Am I communicating? Nothing will reduce in your hand anymore.
Amen.
Nothing will die in your hands anymore.
Amen.
You will not fail again.
Amen.
The blessing is commanding and compelling supernatural productivity, supernatural fruitfulness. No more barrenness, no more lack of results. The blessing is bringing about supernatural increase. You will not suffer reduction anymore. It will bring about supernatural multiplication. He says, as a dew of Hermon. See, the dew, Hermon and Mount Zion mean the same thing. The dew of Hermon and the dew of Mount Zion is talking about the same thing. And if you have been to Jerusalem before, one thing you will notice is that Mount Zion in Jerusalem is always wet with dew. It is always wet with dew. It is always wet with dew. It's showing you, and this dew here is talking of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Am I communicating? In other words, it's telling you that the supply of the Spirit brings about the commanded blessing. One, it brings about fresh anointing, so that your head is always fresh. Just like what the psalmist said in Psalm 92 verse 10, don't go there. It says, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil. It is forever fresh. Am I communicating? Kito balakataya. Give me Ezekiel 34 verse 26. Ezekiel 34 verse 26. There is a mighty supply for you. He said, and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. I will cause the shower to come down in its season, and there shall be showers of blessings. There shall be I prophesy, receive a mighty, mighty showers of blessings. There shall be showers of blessings. The supply of the Spirit brings about showers of blessings. By this supply, you will command surplus in the midst of scarcity. You will command prosperity in austerity. You will command financial abundance in the midst of financial famine. By the power of the Holy Ghost. And hope you know that in the world, in Nigeria right now, it appears there is so much, the economy is in a coma and is affecting people's finances, front, right, and center. And I'm sure this is why God is releasing this outpouring of the blessing upon his people, so that the experience of the people of the world will not become your experience. You better hold on to this word. Am I communicating? Because right now it looks as if there is an economic famine somehow going to taking place. But listen, your case is different. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reminded me something just now. I said I was going to say it earlier, but I forgot. He just brought it to my remembrance. This is what I wanted to tell you. There is a difference between miracle healing and impartation service and other teaching meetings. Many of you don't know the difference. And when I come for MHIS, I come in my office as an apostle and as a prophet. Am I communicating? Because of the apostolic grace, I also flow in the prophetic. Now, when I come for MHIS, the mistake many of you make is that you are receiving me as a teacher. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants me to correct, that impression. Because the way you receive a man of God determines whether or not you will receive from him anything. Okay? You will be wrong if you receive me in MHIS. You will be wrong if you receive me just like a teacher, taking series. The two meetings are not the same. You may end up missing your package. When I come for MHIS, I come in the fullness of my office as an apostle and as a prophet. And you must understand that and receive me that way if you want what I carry to bless you. Yes. And for it to produce maximally for you. Am I communicating? Sheloba Kasaya. Because he said, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet. So you have to recognize that office. Recognize that office. Recognize the grace upon the prophet. You must recognize that prophetic and apostolic grace. And then when you recognize it, you honor it. And then what? You receive from it. That is how this thing works. So when I come for MHIS, I am not your regular teacher. I come in my office, in the fullness of my office, as an apostle and as a prophet. And whatever I carry, the apostolic and prophetic grace, is for your benefit. But you must learn to open your heart and receive it. Am I communicating? Because I cannot force what I carry on you. That's what the Holy Ghost wanted me to remind you. Hallelujah. I say there is a mighty release of the flood of abundance upon us in this season. Get ready for the outpouring of the blessing of the Lord like never before. And that blessing will make you rich. Your own song will be different from others. Where others are singing songs of lack, songs of scarcity, songs of not enough, you will be singing songs of abundance. You will be singing songs of surplus. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 44 verse 3. Isaiah 44 verse 3. It says, Mandebokosa. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, floods upon dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring. Can you see that? The outpouring of the spirit releases the outpouring of the blessing. They go together. Am I communicating? And what will be the result of this outpouring of the blessing? They shall spring up as among the grass and by the water courses. Can you shout amen? Amen. Deuteronomy 2 verse 7. Deuteronomy 2 verse 7. Kito balakataya. The blessing eliminates lack, eliminates scarcity. It says, for the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all the works of thy hands. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord thy God has been with thee, and thou hast lacked nothing. Somebody say nothing. This will be your song this month. I said this will be your song this month. The blessing of the Lord is eliminating lack, eliminating begging, borrowing, eliminating scarcity. It's bringing to you a flood of abundance. He said, thou hast lacked nothing. Kitobalatia. Deuteronomy 8 verse 9. Deuteronomy 8 verse 9. Look at this. Ketobiah. He says, God is bringing you into a land. Is describing the land of Canaan, the promised land. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. I prophesy, scarcity is terminated from your life. Scarcity is terminated from your family. Instead of scarcity, you will enjoy surplus abundance. He says you will eat bread without scarceness. In this season, get ready for miracles of supernatural provisions. Provisional miracles are coming your way. Miracles of surplus supplies. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. Your lack days are over. Your broke days are over. Your begging, borrowing days are over. In the name of Jesus. Say, thou shalt not lack anything in it. The supply of the Spirit brings about blessing that destroys scarcity. A land whose stones are iron, out of whose hills thou shalt dig brass. The blessing provokes supernatural fruitfulness, multiplication, and increase. Genesis 1:28, Isaiah 32:15, Deuteronomy 8:13. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 8 to 13. Kaleboko shalabakataya. The blessing provokes supernatural prosperity and surplus supplies. The blessing brings about the release of superabundance. Kaligo bagadia. Kambreketia. Write down this scripture, Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, for thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to what? Get wealth, that he may establish his covenant as he has spoken to you this day. Now give me Numbers 11:25. When God asked Moses to appoint 70 elders, he said, bring them to the tabernacle. And then he said, I will come down and talk with you and take of the spirit that is upon you and put upon them. And look at this. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took of the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass, when the spirit rested upon the 70 elders, the Bible said they prophesied and did not cease. In other words, there was a supply of the Spirit. There was a release, an outpouring of the Spirit. Let's see the result of this outpouring. Give me 31, verse 31. Verse 31. Remember, Moses was wondering, he said, how will I feed this multitude? He said, God, just kill me. Instead of me to see my wretchedness, just kill me. He was wondering, he said, where will I get food for them? But look at how God answered that prayer. He said, and there went forth a wind from the Lord. Kaliko bagadia. Hi. Did you notice that the wind from the Lord did not go out until they started prophesying? Aya. Do you understand what is going on here? There was no release of the wind of the Spirit that brought supernatural supplies until those people started prophesying. The Bible said the Spirit came on them. God took up the dimension of the Spirit upon Moses. He put upon the 70 elders and they prophesied and they ceased not. In other words, it was continuous. And God, the Holy Spirit, used that prophetic breath
to cause what? There went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails. Am I communicating? So it was prophecy, the prophetic wind of the Spirit that brought the quails, that brought abundance, that brought supernatural supply. It brought quails from the sea, let them fall by the camp as it were a day's journey on either side. And the Bible said they were 2 cubits high on the face of the earth. Verse 32. Manda kabaya. And the people stood up all the day, all the night, all the next day. They gathered the quails, and he that gathered the least gathered 10 omers, and they spread all abroad for themselves round about the camp. Then give me Psalm 78. Look at this again. Psalm 78 verse 15. In this season, heaven is releasing the rain of abundance. He said, he cleaved the rock in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of great depth. Next verse. So there was supply. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused water to run down like a river. You know, the children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, it was the supply of the Spirit that brought provision for them. When they needed manna, it brought manna from heaven. When they needed water, water came out of the rock. Am I communicating? Then give me verse 23. Jump to 23. He said, though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, I prophesy, the doors of heaven are open unto you. And there is a release of divine provisions for you. Next verse. He says, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Supernatural supplies. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. Verse 26. He said, he caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. Next verse. And he rained flesh, feathered fowls, quails, also upon the doors as feathered fowl like on the sea. 28. You can stop at 28. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation. Mandeke pokotoya. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I speak to you. You are moved from the realm of not enough to the realm of more than enough. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you are moving from scarcity to surplus. Jesus, receive surplus supplies. Surplus supplies. I decree and declare the reign of the blessing, the reign of abundance upon your family. I release commanded blessings. Where you have suffered lack and poverty, I prophesy, receive the reign of prosperity. The blessing completely eliminates and terminates poverty, scarcity, lack and want from your life. The blessing upon you makes you a money magnet. Katika balataya. The blessing upon you makes you a money magnet. It makes you a wealth producer, a wealth creator, a wealth generator. The blessing of the Lord upon you makes you a money minting machine. Give me Proverbs 10:22. He said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow. I prophesy, there is a mighty money supply for you. There is a mighty money supply coming to your bank account this week. There is a mighty money supply coming to you this month. There is a mighty money supply coming to your family this week, this month. In the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. It doesn't make poor. and he has no sorrow. Genesis 13:2, Abraham the blessed. And Abraham was very rich. What made him rich? Somebody say the blessing. Katiko Boraka Pataya. Deuteronomy 8:18, he said, for thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. That power to get wealth is a blessing. It gives you the ability to become a wealth creator. Am I communicating? Psalm 112 verse 3, talking about the blessed man. He said, wealth and riches shall be in his house. Wealth and riches are in his house. I decree and declare, wealth and riches shall not be wanting in your house. They shall be in your household. They shall be in your house in abundance. The blessing provokes supernatural success, all-round progress in life. Genesis 39:2-3 NIV. The blessing completely terminates the lifestyle of perpetual struggles, sweating, toiling, laboring without result. The blessing terminates that lifestyle of frustration and failure. Kita liko freke sila kapalakunde e freke tia. Somebody here, the Lord say, I should tell you that your struggle is over. Your days of struggles are over. No more laboring without results. No more sweating and toiling with nothing to show. The blessing terminates that lifestyle. No more endless cycle of defeat and failure. That cycle is broken. The blessing gives you divine favor. Who is ready to harvest divine favor this month? The blessing gives you divine favor. Psalms chapter 5 verse 12. Is it thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous, and with favor shall thou encompass him with a shield. I prophesy this month, heaven is surrounding you with favor like as with a shield. You are shielded by the favor of God. You are surrounded with favor. Psalm 44 verse 3, he said, they got not the land in possession by their own sword, but by thy arm, thy right hand, the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Favor is speaking loudly for you this month. Deuteronomy 33:23, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing. You are satisfied with favor this month, and you enjoy the fullness of the blessing. You are highly favored, and you are blessed among all people. Luke 1:28. Favor causes you to enjoy unusual kindness. Favor causes you to enjoy unusual acceptance. No more rejection. No more rejection. I say no more rejection. Favor makes you enjoy unusual access to people, to opportunities and treasures. People will give to you because God has favored you. The blessing brings about supernatural safety, supernatural security, protection and preservation. The blessing brings about peace, causes you to enjoy peace. Give me Ezekiel 34 verse 26. Ezekiel 34 verse 26, we read it earlier. It says there shall be showers of blessings. Then jump to 28. Look at the result. 28, it says, and they shall no more be a prey to the hating, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely. They shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. The blessing brings about supernatural safety and security, preservation and protection. I decree and declare, you are supernaturally secured. You are safe and secured, safeguarded by the blessing of the Lord. In Isaiah 32:15 that we read earlier, it says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness shall become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. Now look at the result of the outpouring. Next verse. It says, then judgment shall dwell. Move on. Move on. Let's see. The work of righteousness shall be peace. So you can see that the outpouring of the blessing brings about the reign of righteousness, which produces peace, which produces quietness and assurance. Verse 18. And my people shall dwell in peaceable habitation. There shall be no war in Nigeria. There shall be peace. We proclaim peace in Nigeria. I proclaim peace over your home. Shalom, shalom. My people shall dwell in peaceable habitation. Your home shall be peaceful. You shall dwell in peace and safety, and in sure dwelling place, and in quiet resting place. Nothing will temper with your peace anymore. You will not live in fear. Isaiah 65 verse 8. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 8. Are you there? Mandabako sovrahadaya. Is it thus saith the Lord? As a new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. Can you see this? He said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. He says, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy all of them. Now listen, the blessing makes you indestructible. He said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. And you are a carrier of the blessing of Abraham. Therefore, you have become untouchable, unkillable, indestructible. Guns and bombs and bullets and knife and machet cannot kill you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, God has given his angels charge concerning you to keep you in all your ways. The angels of the Lord, they protect and preserve you continually. In the name of Jesus, in righteousness you are established. You are far from oppression. You are far from terror. Terror shall not come near you. Wasting and destruction and violence shall not come near you, shall not come near your family, shall not come near Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. He said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. You can only destroy it when there is no blessing in it. The blessing makes you immune to destruction. Immune, Hayagabatoze breketia, to the activities and schemings of wicked and unreasonable men. Wickedness will not come near you. It makes it impossible for you to die like a chicken in accident, through armed robbery attack. That will not be your story. You are shielded from danger. No evil shall befall you. No plague shall come near your dwelling, because you are blessed. He said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and add no sorrow. Sickness is sorrow. Poverty is sorrow. Armed robbery is sorrow. Losses are sorrow. He said, the blessing eliminates sorrow. There shall be no pain, there shall be no sorrow. You will not mourn in this season. I say you will not weep in this season. You will not suffer sorrow in this season. Because you are blessed. The blessing prevents calamity. It shields you from calamity and destruction. Kalebokosa. What's the first dimension of the mighty supply? The mighty supply of the Spirit, the presence and power of the Spirit. The second dimension, a mighty supply of surplus supernatural supplies, a flood of abundance, right? Outpouring of the blessing. Then the last dimension, the third one for this meeting, there is a mighty supply of the gift of men. The gift of men. The gift of men. When we say the gift of men, we are talking about destiny helpers, a mighty multitude of destiny helpers, a mighty army of destiny helpers. Listen, they are rising for you this month. the Spirit of God and the angels of God, they are orchestrating the ways of destiny helpers to cross your path. They are bringing destiny helpers, people that will help you, people that will favor you. Am I communicating? There is a mighty supply of a multitude of destiny helpers for you. There is a mighty supply of the gift of men. There is a mighty supply of the right and relevant relationships. I say the right and relevant relationships. For this season, the right and relevant relationships. Strategic connections. The Holy Ghost is networking you with people that matter, with the people you need, with the efforts of your destiny. There is a divine connection. There is a divine networking. By this supply of the Spirit, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is lining on your path, destiny helpers. The right and relevant relationship is networking into your life, business partners. Ayagabalakataya is bringing your way strategic connections, strategic alliances. The people you need, they are coming from every quarter. The high and mighty, men of influence, men of affluence, bottom bearers, people of skills, skillful people with ability to help you. Shalabo Seketia, divine assistance is coming your way. Business partners, they are coming to partner with you. Shalabo Rakata, divine collaborations, international connections. International connections. 1 Chronicles 12:22. They are coming. I say they are coming. Kaleboko Sabaladia. Listen, in this season, there are people commanded to favor you. There are people commanded to help you. God is not advising them. He is commanding them to help you, to favor you. Yes. Just like God commanded the raven to feed Elijah. When men became scarce, God used a greedy bird called the raven. He said, I have commanded the raven to sustain thee. And that greedy bird was bringing breakfast, bread and flesh in the morning, and then dinner, bread and flesh in the evening. Am I communicating? God have commanded people to help you, to favor you, to give you what we call ravenous supplies. Yes. My prayer for you, may you be sensitive enough to know them. May you be sensitive to spot them. Because the Holy Ghost and the angels, they are causing your path to cross. They are bringing them your way. They are commanded. He said, I have commanded, not advised. I have commanded, not advised. I have commanded, not I beg them. Am I communicating? He said, for at that time, day by day, somebody said day by day. He said, they came to David, help, to help him. Until it was a great host, like the host of God. Can you see the host of destiny helpers that came to David? The Bible said they kept coming daily. They kept coming daily. The gift of men, destiny helpers, the right relationship. They kept coming daily until it became a mighty host. Until it became a man. I prophesy, the Holy Ghost is bringing to you a mighty host of destiny helpers. A mighty army of destiny helpers. They are arising for you, to help you, to favor you. In the name of Jesus, there is a mighty supply of the gift of men. Luke 6:38, look at what Jesus says. He says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure. It's okay. Look, it's describing your harvest now. It's describing your harvest. It's a good measure. Press down, shaking together and running over shall angels give to you. Angels can only move, influence men. Your harvest is with men. This scripture opened my eyes to that big truth. Look at it now. No, stay. It says, present, shaking, the running over. Shall men, can you see? Mark that word, men, give to you. Your harvest is with men. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is moving. See, even if they will have to leave whatever country they are, whatever city they are, whatever state they are, the Spirit of God will begin to steer their hearts. The Holy Ghost will begin to move them. The angels of God will begin to move them. They will come with your harvest. I said they will come. He said, lift up your eyes and look, for they come to you. He said, your sons and daughters from afar, they are coming with the silver and gold. The abundance of the sea shall be converted to thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, they shall come with a substance. They shall come with the harvest that you have been waiting for. Your destiny helpers are coming, and they are not coming empty handed. They are coming with the harvest of your blessing, harvest of your money, harvest of your results, in the name of Jesus. They will help you. They will give to you. When the anointing came upon Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 10 from verse 1 to 4, he said, you will go, you will see two people. He said, they will give to you. Men, people, they will give to you. Destiny helpers that will favor you. Am I communicating? In Exodus 3:21, God said, it shall come to pass that the children of Israel will not live empty. He said, I will give you favor before the Egyptians. Egyptians are their enemies, so yet God said, I will give you favor before your enemies, and I will cause and force, compel your enemies to give to you. Some of you, you will not only receive favor from friends, you will receive favor even from enemies in this season. I said, you will receive favor from greedy and selfish people. You will receive favor from your enemies, from friends and foes, from far and near. He said, I will give these people favor. In this, who are the Egyptians? The enemies, so the people that oppress them. For 430 years, it shall come to pass, when you go, you will not go empty-handed. Verse 21. Aya Gabalatia. 22. But every woman shall borrow. That word borrow means ask. You ask of your neighbor and all that sojourned, jewels of gold, silver, and all of that, and put it on your sons and daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptian. The dimension of favor that spoiled the economy of Egypt is coming your way, and is pulling substance, pulling destiny helpers, moving them, and you will enjoy their treasures. Very fast, before we pray, how do you provoke this mighty supply? How do you enjoy this mighty supply? What are the keys? What are the keys to activating the supply, this mighty supply we just talked about? What are the keys? Shaboropo sofra kapataya. Are you ready? Number one, ponder and profess. Ponder and profess the word of God. The word of God, the word of faith. Give me Psalm 39 verse 3. Ponder on the word. Ponder and then profess it. Proclaim it. He said, my heart was hot within me while I was musing. While I was musing. That word musing, you know, we looked at this scripture during meditation. Ponder and then profess. Ponder and proclaim. He said, let us hold fast the word profession of our faith. The confession of our faith. Am I communicating? Meditate on the word, confess it. This book of the law, Joshua 1:8, shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shall what? Meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Glory to God. So you ponder and proclaim or profess the word. Don't be silent in this season. Don't be quiet. Am I communicating? Galatians chapter 3 verse 5. Galatians chapter 3 verse 5. Ponder and profess the word of faith which we preach. The word of God is called the word of faith. And there is a hearing of faith. He therefore that, give me New King James Version. There is a hearing of faith that provokes the workings of miracle, that provokes the ministration of the Spirit. He said, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Of course, the answer is by the hearing of faith. So the hearing of the word of faith, when you hear the word of faith, it provokes what? The supplies of the Spirit. Am I communicating? There is a mighty supply of the Spirit provoked through the hearing of faith. And then there is the workings of miracles. Am I communicating? And then you also need the faith to retain the miracle. You need faith to receive the miracle. You need faith to retain it. Glory to God. Luke 5:15, the Bible talks about those that came to hear and to be healed. Those that came to Jesus' meeting, but so much the more went there in fame of him, and great multitude came together to hear. To hear what? The word of God or the word of faith. The word that will bear faith in their heart to receive and retain their miracle, to receive and retain their healing, to receive and retain their deliverance. They came not just to be healed, but to hear first before what? Be healed. And this is the difference between healing crusade and healing school. In healing school, you are taught how to receive the healing and retain it. But healing crusade is more of just come and receive. And those that attend healing school, they have a higher percentage of retention of their healing compared to those that attend healing crusade. Because someone can get healed in a healing crusade, but if the person's faith has not been developed, Satan, and the person has not been taught how to retain it, Satan can come and attack him after he leaves the crusade ground, maybe when he goes home, and then bring back all the symptoms, and before you know, the person loses the healing. Are you getting me? So that's why the Bible says they came to hear and then to be healed, just like you are hearing now. Am I communicating? You now see why I take time to teach God's word during miracle service, because I understand these things. So it's not just coming to receive. Mm-mm. You must be taught how to receive and then retain it. Am I communicating? Luke 6 verse 17. It says, he came down, Jesus, with them and stood in the plain, and company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came, look at this, my great multitude, they came to hear him. They came to hear him. The hearing of faith. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Am I communicating? They came to hear and to be healed of their diseases. Why is the hearing part important? Because the faith to receive the miracle will come from the word of faith they hear. And then the faith to retain the miracle too will come from the word of faith they are hearing. Am I communicating? Acts 10:44, the Bible says, while what? Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Now, this is the only scripture in the entire Bible, the whole Bible, that Logos and Rhema appeared in the same verse. This is the only scripture in the New Testament, and by extension the whole Bible, that both Logos and Rhema appear. While Peter yet spake these words, that word there is Rhema, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the logos. Because Rhema is a cutout from logos, right? While he speaks these words, as the word of God is being spoken, it provokes the release of the Spirit. Can you see that? See, the presence and power of the Spirit is provoked through the spoken word. The power of God is released through speaking. While Peter yet spake this rhema, the Holy Ghost fell on all that heard the logos. The rhema came from the logos. Am I communicating? It's just that it was specific for them. In Acts chapter 14 verse 3, it says, long time abode they, long time, not short time, abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hand. You see, the supply of the Spirit that brought about the workings of signs and wonders was provoked how? Long time abode they speaking. If you say nothing, there is nothing for the Holy Ghost to confirm. The Holy Ghost was confirming the gospel they were preaching, those words they were speaking. So you can see that speaking God's word, professing, proclaiming the gospel, preaching the gospel, it provokes the supply of the Spirit that births the miraculous. Am I communicating? Then look at Acts 16 verse 20. It says, Mark 16:20. They went and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them, confirming the word with what? Signs and wonders following. Am I communicating? He confirmed the word they were preaching. They proclaimed the word and he released the supply of the Spirit that brought about signs and wonders. Can you see the connection? Can you see the connection? Any connection there? Luke 1:37, it says, with God nothing shall be impossible. The Amplified version, put it this way, give me Amplified. No word of God shall be void of what? For with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power. No word of God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. American Standard Version said, no word of God shall be void of power. Luke 1:37 in American Standard Version, it said, no word of God shall be void of power. So the power of the Spirit is provoked and released through the word. Am I communicating? The word preached, the word spoken. So the first key, we say what? Ponder and what? Profess or proclaim the word of faith. Then number two key, pray. Pray passionately and persistently. Pray passionately and persistently. Philippians 1:19 that we read earlier. I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and what? The supply of the Spirit. So prayer, heartfelt prayer, passionate prayer will provoke the supply of the Spirit that will turn every captivity. It will bring about supernatural turnaround. It will turn things in your favor. Am I communicating? Zechariah 10:1, he said, ask ye of the Lord rain, the rain of the Spirit, the supply of the Spirit. In the time of the latter rain, the Lord will make bright cloud, the Lord will cause rain to fall upon every one grass of the field. So you learn to engage in prayer. See, we'll pray very soon. When it is time to pray, pray. Don't be a spectator. Don't be sitting down. I wonder how can somebody come to for miracle service and you are just sitting down. If I were you, I would stay at home. You came here for serious business. You came to receive from God. Or don't you have issues? You don't have any issue to pray about. Praise God. passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray wholeheartedly. When it's time to pray, don't be looking at other people how they are praying. It's none of your business. In Acts chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible says the 120 were in the upper room for 10 days. They were praying, tarrying and praying, waiting for the coming of the Holy Ghost. Then in Acts 2, 1 to 4, the Holy Ghost came. Prayer provokes the supply of the Spirit. Provokes the supply of the Spirit. And in Acts 2, verse 17, he said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And that prophecy of Joel, if you read Joel chapter 2, verse 17, give me Joel 2, okay, 15. 15 first. I want to show you something. Joel 2, 15. This is a prophecy of Joel that came to pass on the day of Pentecost. Or it was prayer that catalyzed it into manifestation. He said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast. So you will say fasting is a prayer intensifier. That is why we start every month with a fast. Today is the day 3 of our fast. Am I communicating? We'll break after the meeting. Fasting is a prayer intensifier, prayer booster. He said, call a solemn assembly. Then jump to verse 17. Jump to 17. He said, let the priest, the ministers of the law, weep between the porch and the altar. This is talking of priestly intercession. Priestly intercession. Let them weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O God. Give not thy heritage to reproach, that the hating should rule over them. Wherefore should they say unto the people, where is their God? Then look at the result. God will answer. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity the people. Then jump to verse 28. 28. Look at the progression. 28. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. So you can see that, look up, this outpouring of the Spirit is the result of what? The prayers and intercession of the weeping priest. So in other words, the outpouring is a divine response to prayer and intercession by the priest. So you learn to pray. You want the supply of the Spirit. You learn to pray and intercede. Am I communicating? For the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, it will provoke it. Kelobokosa. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29, when Peter and John were threatened, they returned to their company and they lifted up their voice in one accord in a corporate prayer. You learn to pray privately. You learn to pray corporately. Stop dodging prayer meetings. Stop dodging corporate prayers. Am I communicating? Because there is a release of the supply of the Spirit in response to prayer. The outpouring of the Spirit in response to prayer. It activates the flow of the anointing. Releases the power of God. And now, Lord, behold their threatening. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness, can you see the content of their prayer? That they may speak thy word. Verse 30. He said, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. 31. And when they had prayed, not before, when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word with boldness. Can you shout amen? Then 33, jump to 33. Kalebosa, and with great power. Okay, go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 32. There's something the Holy Spirit wants me to say there. And the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and one soul. Look, prayer unites the people together that pray together. The people that pray together, the prayer they are praying has the power to unite them. It is true in a family between husband and wife. Divorce rate, katakata, is far low in families and couples that pray together. They enjoy more peace. They do well. They succeed more in marriage. The same thing applies everywhere else. prayer has uniting power. Prayer has uniting power. Go and check any church or ministry. The people that stay for long, the people that they stay for longer period in that church and ministry, that the wind doesn't easily blow them away, are those that take prayer meeting serious. The people that don't like coming for prayer, quote me anywhere, give them time. It's just a matter of time. It's so easy for Satan to push them off. Small demonic attack, you won't see them again. There is a high chance that they will not stay in that ministry for long, because prayer has uniting power. Praise God. They were of one mind, one heart, husband and wife that pray together. They have less issues. They understand each other better. Less quarreling, less divorce, less all those things. He said, neither said any of them which they possessed was the host. So there was this generosity, giving spirit. They suddenly became generous. They became givers. They had all things in common. 33. Greedy people don't like to pray. Prayerlessness sponsors greed too. He said, with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection. Great grace was upon them. They provoke the supply of great power and great grace on the altar of prayer. Acts 16:25. You remember the story of Paul and Silas in Philippian jail? How many of you remember? You remember? At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and then they sang praises to God. And when I say pray, I also mean pray and praise, because praise is the highest form of prayer. Am I communicating? So, pray until you praise. Maybe you should put that point like that. Point number two. Well, how did you write it before? Pray, ba. Now I'm editing it. Pray until you praise. Because praise is the highest form of prayer, right? So you start with prayer. You pray until you prevail in the spirit, and then you start praising God because it is done. The transaction has been completed. Am I communicating? That was what Paul and Silas did. They prayed until they got the note of victory. They prayed until they prevail in the spirit. He said, for as a priest has now power with God, power with men, and has prevailed. Am I communicating? You pray until you break every barrier, level every mountain. You pray until you make tremendous power available. Power for change of story. Power to change your circumstances. Power to change your status and situation. Am I communicating? For the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. So that was what Paul and Silas did. They prayed until they prevailed in the spirit. They prayed until they generated miracle working power. They made tremendous power available. And when they got the note of victory, they started praising God. And you know the Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. Praise will provoke divine presence to be manifested. And God landed in the prison. And what happened? Giddy, 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 giddy. Earthquaking power. The earthquaking power of God hit the prison. And what happened? The Bible says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately all the doors were open. All the doors were open. I see open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors. Doors of promotion, doors of the anointing, grace, doors of favor, doors of connection, international doors, labakido prekete, doors of wealth and prosperity. All doors are opening for you in this season. No more closed doors, and everyone bands is loose. Anyone that came here, demons tied you down, they tied down your breakthrough, your success, your money, every form of captivity and bondage that has tied you down, that has held you down, every form of prison house you have been name of Jesus. Kitoba la sataya. You pray until you praise. You pray until your prayer graduate to praise. And then when you praise God, He shows up in His power, in His fullness. The glory is manifested. God is fearful in praises. He is fearful. He does fearful things. Then the third key, the first one will say, ponder and proclaim, profess the word of faith. Number two, pray until you praise. Number three, prophesy. He said, I'm making it easy for you. All of them are PPP, right? Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. To prophesy means to pour forth words inspired by the Holy Ghost. Words of power inspired by the Holy Ghost. To pour forth power-filled words. Words pregnant with divine omnipotence, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel 37. You remember Ezekiel 37? Ezekiel 37. Kalebo Kosaya. Prophesy. The hand of the Lord was upon me, carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. From verse 1. Set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Verse 2. It says, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Verse 3, it says, he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? I say, O Lord, thou knowest. Next verse, and he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So everything can hear in the realm of the spirit. Thus hear the Lord God unto this bone, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, ye shall live. So prophetic utterance is releases the breath of the spirit, releases the spirit, the supply of the spirit. Say they will enter you and you shall live. And the spirit of God gives life to those bones. Verse 6, it says, I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh, cover you with skin, put breath in you. And ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Verse 8. It says, when I beheld, lo, the sinews, flesh came upon them, the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Next verse. It says, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four wind, O breath, and breathe upon this slain that they may live. Verse 10. So I prophesy as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they live and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Can you see how prophecy, prophetic words, prophetic utterance released the supply of the spirit that transformed that valley full of very many and very dry bone into a mighty army? Am I communicating? It released the presence and power of the spirit. We saw earlier in Numbers 11, you remember? Is it verse 25 and 31 that we read earlier? That it was when those 70 elders that the Spirit came upon, when they started prophesying and did not cease, the prophetic word released the wind that caused the quail to come from the sea to feed that multitude of over 3 million Jews. Am I communicating? It releases the supply of the Spirit. Kalabakosa baladia. You know, Paul said something. He said, it's good that all of you speak in tongues. He said, but I would rather you prophesy. The reason why Paul wants all believers to function with the gift of prophecy is because, listen to what I'm about to say, is because the gift of prophecy is the doorway to all other gifts. Listen. You categorize all the gift of the spirit, but there is all called inspirational gift, right? Or vocal gift, or trans gift. That is what you have. Gift of prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Those three. Do you know this utterance gift that says something, vocal gift. They are the doorway to all other gifts. Because it's when you begin to release prophetic words, you begin to speak in diverse kinds of tongues, you begin to release those words of power, that is when all the other gifts will start going into manifestation. Before you know, you start seeing vision. Okay? Before you know, discernment of spirit. Before you know, the gift of word of wisdom, word of knowledge will start operating. Before you know, the power gift, gift of faith, workings of miracles, the gift of healings. So all other gifts, the doorway to their operation is the gift of prophecy. So you learn to pray until you start prophesying. You see, sometimes you pray, prophetic words start welling up in your spirit. You know, the Holy Ghost start inspiring words in you. At that point, don't be quiet. Start prophesying as you are commanded. Am I communicating? As the Holy Ghost inspire those words in you, speak them out. If you don't say it, he cannot bring it to pass, because he can only confirm what you say. He will start prompting you. Kaso balagadaya. So you ponder, you proclaim and profess, then you pray until you praise, and then you prophesy until there is a change. Prophecy will release that supply of the spirit, and then the last one, you proceed with action. You proceed. You take action steps of faith. The Bible says faith without works is dead. Faith without corresponding action is dead. So you proceed according to the leading of the Spirit. You obey the prompting of the Holy Ghost. You obey the voice and leading of the Spirit. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Proceed with action. Don't do nothing. Don't sit down doing nothing. Put action to your faith. Take action steps of faith. The action of faith is what switches on the power of God into operation. Begin to do what you could not do before. Begin to take steps you've never done before as you are led by the Spirit. Obedience to divine instructions is the gateway to miraculous manifestation. Let me say it again. Obedience to divine instruction is what? The gateway to what? Miraculous manifestation. In John 2 verse 5, Jesus told Mary told the servant, when they needed wine got finished to avoid embarrassment at the wedding at Cana. They came to her. She said, go to Jesus. Jesus said, my time has not yet come. When Jesus finally spoke, she had already given them the secret. He said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. So when Jesus finally spoke, he said, fill the water pot with water. They obeyed. Tell your neighbor, proceed with action. Act on those ideas the Holy Ghost has given you. Those instructions the Holy Ghost has given you. Do what he told you to do. There are some of you here, God have told you to do some things, but you've refused to take steps. Start taking steps. Steps in obedience. Rise to your feet. Manda balakataya. Take steps in obedience. Give me Luke chapter 5 verse 6. Peter said, the fisherman, the professional fisherman, master, we've toiled all night, we caught nothing. And then Jesus said, after he used his boat to preach, he said, cast. Okay, give me verse 4. Look at the instruction Jesus gave him. Verse 4. Now, when he had left speaking, Jesus had finished speaking, preaching, using his boat. He said, Simon, launch out into the deep. This is an instruction. We say obedience to instruction is the gateway to miraculous manifestation. Proceed with action to do what he told you to do. Do what Jesus told you to do. Do what the word tells you to do. He said, launch out into the deep. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. Let down your nets for a drought. Verse 5. Simon answering said unto him, master, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. at thy word. Obedience of faith. Obedience to the word. It's only doers of the word that enjoy the blessings it contains. Am I communicating? And then look at verse 6. Look at the fruit of obedience. And when they had this done, not before, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Hallelujah. Say, I receive grace to obey divine instructions. I receive grace to proceed with action. Overcome fear. I bind the spirit of fear. Some of you, is fear that is holding you back. You will not fail. Fear of failure is broken. That yoke of fear of failure is broken. Take steps, take steps. Proceed with action. Kaliba Kozegida. You have prayed, you have prophesied, you have pondered, you have praised. Now it's time to take action. Proceed. Do what he tells you to do. Do what he told you to do. Pale Kobosata. Some of you, it's not that you don't know what to do. The Lord has already told you. Do it. Male Kobakasaya. Efele Kosovrakadaya. Manda Balagadaya. 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9. Are you ready to pray now? The meeting is changing. The meeting is changing. We're entering another phase now. 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9. 4 verse 9. It says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10. How did he turn around his story? How did he change his situation, his story and status? Watch it. So Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, he called on the God of Israel. Now listen, we have a prayer answering God. Our God is not deaf. He's not dull of hearing. Our God is alive, he's not dead. When we call upon him, he answers. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will answer you, I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. I don't know whatever situation, whatever pain, whatever condition, sickness, whatever thing you came here with, and you are believing God for a change of story. In a few minutes, I want you to pray your heart out. Just forget about every other thing. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with passion. Am I communicating? And as we pray, there is going to be the supply of the Spirit. The prayer will activate the supply of the Spirit. There will be the release of the Spirit and power of God that will turn around every situation, that will turn around every ugly situation and ugly story and turn it in your favor. Can you shout amen? Amen. There is going to be a release of power. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. His prayer activated the blessing. Enlarge my course, and thy hand will be with me. Thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God did not say no. And God granted him that which he what? Requested. Have you clarified your request? Did you come with definite request, expectation? Definite expectation. He says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. I want you to be very clear in your mind what you want God to do for you. Have definite petition, definite request. He said, the Lord granted him that which he requested. Jesus asked blind Bartimaeus, when he shouted Jesus until Jesus stopped, he said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, that I may receive my sight. Some of you need healing in your body. Some of you need financial breakthrough. You need miracle of divine provision. Some of you need miracle job, miracle house, miracle car, whatever it is. Some of you need that contract to go through. You need visa. You need international passport. You need your business to do well. You need breakthrough in your career. Some of you is in your academics. Some of you, you need marital breakthrough. You need marital miracles. You need miracles in your family. I don't know whatever area you need miracle, but can you lift up your voice? Father, visit me tonight. I want you to present your petition before him, and I want you to lift up your voice and begin to cry out. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Give me Matthew 7:7. He said, ask and it shall be given. We have a God that answered prayer. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. There are some doors that must open to you this month. There are some doors that must open by power, by fire, by force this month. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice with strength and begin to ask God. Lika barako sofreke teke barakatai. Eli baroso brakatala mande kedosha. The God of miracle is here. Akabalako sofrakatala mande kebrekete. Shalabaka sapalakata kabrakata. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome. Every high thing shall come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. I want you to shout Jesus at the top of your voice, at the very top of your voice, and blast tongues. Just proceed in tongues. Are you ready for this? You are going to shout Jesus 3 times. And I'm telling you, the power of God will hit this place, and those chains will begin to shatter, 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 shatter. I, family limitations, ancestral limitation, financial limitation, limitations in your business, whatever is limiting your progress, limitations in your job, career, ayagabaligo brekete, the chains of sickness, all those things, they are breaking, breaking. Are you ready for this? I want you to shout Jesus. 1, 2, 3, go. Number 2, Jesus.
Father, let it rest on them now. A garment of fire, the fire of deliverance. Agaba leko breketei, a konde kila kapa is upon you, is upon you. Take palataya, bring up forward. A ghetto legida, no devil can hold you back anymore. Maleko sopote, eleketo ko breketei, eliko breketei, eko breketei, eshilata. I'm seeing the chain of marital delay. I'm seeing the chain of marital spell. I'm seeing the chain of poverty, the financial limitations, limitations in your business.
Bring her here. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. My God, this one is deliverance. Can you see what is coming out of her mouth? No, turn. Let them see. Turn. Let them see. Look at what is coming out of her mouth. You see how wicked the devil is. Look at me. My sister, look at me. Now, thou devil of darkness, whatever you planted in this body, in the name of Jesus, I command from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, total deliverance. Let every chair break. Every devil come out of our body. Liver, partake of our attire. Just liver, liver, liver. I didn't say mover, just liver. Every yoke, every yoke and burden be lifted now. Stretch forth your hands. I'm seeing the release of favor. The power of God will come upon your hand. Some of you, you will feel fire. You will feel it like fire. Some of you, I'm feeling the anointing as I'm talking right now. It will come upon you now. Some of you will feel the anointing like electricity. Some of you will feel it as if they pour ice cold water. Some of you is heat and fire. Are you ready for this? My God, I'm seeing angels putting parcels in people's hands. I'm seeing angels, Kalikova, please help them. I'm seeing angels putting things in people's hands. Are you ready for this? The anointing for favor. The anointing for favor. The money, the anointing for wealth. The oil of wealth. The anointing, Akatiko Bakida. The healing anointing. The power of the Lord. The release of fresh oil. Father, I stretch forth my hands from my front to my back. From the right to the left. I release the oil of favor. The anointing. Shatakaba. Echo Balida. Take it now. Setekete. Rakabaketo prekete. Receive the fire. I'm seeing someone, the Lord is releasing the healing anointing upon you right now as I speak. The healing unction upon you right now, upon your hand as I speak, like fire, like electricity. Father, where is that person? Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, look at them, look at them, look at them. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, help them. Shake it, shake it, like a patai. Help them, help them. Power, fire, take it now, 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 take it now. Holy Ghost, balaka take it, brakatai. Look at them. The fire of the Holy Ghost, the healing fire. La daga balaga dea. La so My God, I'm seeing three people that the Lord is releasing the grace and anointing for prayer, the spirit of prayer and intercession. Prayer and intercession. You will start praying like never before. I'm seeing a restoration of people's prayer fire. Fire upon people's prayer altar. Malakuse gila brakatiska. Eliko abrakatia. The Holy Ghost will start waking your people in the night to pray. The anointing, the spirit of prayer and supplication is coming upon them. I want you to lift up your voice. Before I release that grace upon the people, I want you to lift up your voice. Say, Father, anoint me with fresh oil in this new month. Release upon me a fresh grace and a fresh oil to function and get the desired results this month. Go ahead and fire prayer. The release of the supply of the Spirit, fresh oil, the release of fresh oil. Silence everywhere, all eyes closed. There are two people that the spirit of prayer and supplication, the Lord is releasing that anointing upon them. Kito Bakasaya. Father, in the name of Jesus, Liko Barida Kapate, as I speak, let that grace rest upon them now. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Shelika Palakate, the spirit of prayer, the grace for prophetic prayer, let it come upon them now. That's right. Let the grace for prophetic prayer, Lagido Kopalatia, let it rest upon them now. Help them, help them. Shelegedege Brakatai. Bring her forward. Manta Kosekido Kapaligo Breketina, Elegedoko Fregedia.
Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Come here, we're dragging her. Because we're dragging her.
Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory,
cover us with your wings. That prophetic breath, let it come upon you. The spirit of prayer and supplication.
Spirit of victory,
come on, worship it.
Cover us with your wings. Blow like a mighty wind.
Blow like a mighty wind.
Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Say, Father, let every yoke of delay and stagnation, let it be completely broken in my life. Now, lift up your voice and fire prayer. The power of God is judging every form of demonic delay, every form of satanic delay. Demonic delays, satanic stagnation, let it be broken. Lift up your hands. Manda Balagadia, I release upon you
the anointing for supernatural favor. I'm seeing God changing people's garments. I'm seeing a change of garment. That garment of disfavor, that smelly, rotting garment, garment of shame and reproach, that garment of disgrace, it is burnt by fire. I command every evil garment, garment of shame, garment of disgrace, garment of disfavor, it is rolled away. It is burnt by fire. I release a new garment of favor. I release upon you the oil of favor. In the name of Jesus. It's a new day. I say it's a new day. Manda bakoso bragadia. Elegedege bragadia. Lift up your hands. Sheleketosa. Thy evil garment of shame, reproach, disfavor, let it leave you now. Katila kapataya. I release the anointing for favor. Take. Potekeliko fratatatai. The favor of God, like never before, begin to walk in it. In the name of Jesus, begin to walk in it. Manda balagida, sete, you will marry well. That evil garment, I replace it with a new garment. Fire! A garment of fire, garment of favor. Yes, the Lord is turning around your captivity, visiting your family. I see you praying, trusting God for something. God say, I should tell you, the answer has come. Take the answer. Take. It has come. Mandala koso vrakadia. The Lord is giving you beauty for ashes. Lift up your hand. That word is for you. The Lord is giving you beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. It is also for you. Beauty for ashes. I see the angel of the Lord touch you too while I was praying for her. The oil of joy for mourning. You will not mourn again. You will not suffer losses again. Mandala koso brakadia. It's a new day. Yes. Lift up your hands. A new beginning. A new beginning. A new beginning. The anointing for a new beginning. The old is gone. The new has come. Now, I want you to lift up your hands. Sheleko Zegedia. If you know you came here sick and you've already received your own miracle in the course of the ministration, meet our pastor who will take your testimony, meet Pastor Nenkup. And then secondly, if you came here with any form of sickness, is any part of your body, I want you to put your hands wherever the sickness is. If it's on your head, put your hand on your head. If it's in your chest, put your hand there, at your back, at your waist, your knees. I want you to put your hand wherever the sickness or the pain is. If it's in your stomach or abdomen, if it's in your private part, just put your hand on your head. The Holy Ghost will know, will locate it. I'm about to pray the prayer of mass healing right now. And as I pray, the angels of healing will be touching you. The power of God will be touching you. The pain you came here with will leave you. I don't care the sickness, whether it is diabetes, whether it is HIV, hepatitis, whether it is heart disease, kidney disease, whether it is migraine headache, whether it is cancer, I don't care whatever it is, whether it's blindness, whether it is eye defect, vision problem, hearing problem, hearing loss. Am I communicating? Maybe you are lame in your feet. whatever issue it is, as I pray for you right now, the power of the Lord will be touching you. Are you ready for this prayer? Now put your hand wherever the issue is, because I pray it is leaving you instantly. That sickness, that pain is leaving your body right now in God's presence. Are you ready for this? Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. I want you to be responding. I want your amen to roar like thunder as I pray. Are you ready? I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. The Bible says, if the spirit of he that raised Christ from the dead shall dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body, shall give life. I speak life to your body now. I command the life of God to search through your body now. I declare total healing for you. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. I take authority over every devil behind that sickness, that pain. Be gone right now. I rebuke the devils of sicknesses. I rebuke that pain. I rebuke the disease. I command it to leave your body now. Be healed right now. Let the healing power of God, let the healing fire of God, let it come upon you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be healed right now. I take authority over migraine headache. I take authority over every form of pain around your shoulder, around your neck. I take authority over ulcer. I take authority over every form of back pain, every form of cervical spondylosis, every form of disease affecting your spine. I take authority over every liver problem, liver sickness, hepatitis, all manner of heart disease, hypertension, diabetes. I take authority over the demons of blindness, deafness, astigmatism, long-sightedness, short-sightedness, every spirit behind allergy, every form of eye allergy, in the name of Jesus, those devils of blindness, come out of their eyes. Every devil behind deafness, hearing loss, hearing defect, I command that devil, come out of their ears. Every spirit of lameness, in the name of Jesus, I command that devil to leave your body now. Rise up and walk, do what you could not do before. Every spirit of ulcer, let it leave your body now. Be healed of that ulcer pain. Be healed of hypertension. I cleanse your blood. Be healed of HIV. Be healed of hepatitis. Be healed of every sugar diabetes. Malaria, typhoid, let it leave your body now. Let that chronic headache leave you finally. Every form of abdominal pain, be healed right now. Every tumor, every cancer afflicting your body, I curse that devil. I command the tumor to die, dematerialize. In the name of Jesus. The healing Jesus procured for you 2,000 years ago, I release it into your hands now. Now begin to check yourself. Check yourself. Take action steps of faith. If you notice any change in your body, you notice the pain is gone, you notice improvement, just meet Pastor Nenku behind or any other pastor. Would like to take your testimony. Now, the rest of you, if you've not noticed any change yet, I want you to come forward. I'm going to lay hands on you among the people I just prayed for right now. If you notice any change, meet Pastor Nenku, will take your testimony. If the change has not yet materialized, come forward. I'm going to lay hands on you. Can you do that very fast? Our time is fast spent. Very fast. Kilo Bakasa. You know, I just prayed for you right now. Can you come forward? Very fast, very fast, very fast. Don't be waiting to see who will come out first. Be the first person. Be the first person. Shalabakoso vragadia. Mandeke poso vrahada kapalagados. Sheliko vrakida sapalagidas.
Cover us with your wing. Blow like a mighty wind
right now over the face.
Spirit of victory, cover us with your
arms, victory.
What's happening? Talk to me. Tell me what is happening to the pain right now. Come here. Yes. Let me know. Bring her forward. Help her up here. Help her up. Shele koso frahadi. Yes. What's happening to the pain? Come this way.
I was having this chest pain. So immediately you prayed.
Yes. Yes. Talk to me.
I was having this chest pain. Immediately you just prayed. I wasn't feeling the pain again.
Can you rejoice? The pain is gone. Check very well. It's gone. Can you celebrate Jesus? Father, it is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations.
Cover us with your wings. So blow like a mighty
healing, total healing, total healing, from the crown of our head to the sole of our
feet.
And if you know you came here, all eyes closed, all heads bow. You know you want to make your ways right with God. You know your relationship with Jesus is not right. You want to right your relationship with God. You want to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. I want you to lift up your right hand. There is nothing to be ashamed of. Jesus died for you openly on the cross. He died for you. He died a shameful death for your sin. You want to say, Jesus, I come to you today. I want to start a new relationship. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. I want to start living for you. I want you to lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand. Anybody like that? Lift up your right hand. Thank you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. I'm seeing that lady there. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. God bless you, my sister. I'm seeing another person again. Ushers, direct them. Let them come forward. Yes, come to Jesus. Can you celebrate Jesus? This is the most important part of the world.
Oh,
yes, oh, yes. This is the most important decision you can ever make. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died for me, for my sins, and on the third day you were raised back to life. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for these ones. You say no one comes to you except the Father draws him. I pray for them. Let the yoke of sin and Satan be broken off their life in the name of Jesus. The power of the Lord is upon this lady. Father, touch her. Shalabako sofrakateke baladaya. Let your glory be revealed in their life. Let every yoke be broken. Let every yoke be broken. Let every yoke be broken.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Luca Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.agmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.